So many couples fall into the trap of focusing all their energy on their children. So much so that when they fly the nest, mom and dad are left with not much of a marriage. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss this issue in more detail so that if you're heading for the empty nest, you can recognize the signs before you get there. Do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question recently from a mother who's worried about her marriage. She asks, "Now that our kids are gone, what can we do to revitalize our relationship? I thought our marriage was healthy and vibrant. That is, until the loss of our three children left home. I realize now that it was the kids who brought life into the house, and that so much of our marriage was centered around them and their activities. Without them, my husband and I are lost. I have too much time on my hands. The two of us have nothing in common, and my husband is spending more time at work and with his buddies so that he doesn't have to deal with our issues. What should I do?" Before doing anything else, you and your spouse need to ask yourself some honest questions. Are the problems you're describing really a new development? Or, upon reflection, does it seem to you that they've been there all along? Perhaps they were simmering just below the surface, but were obscured and held in check by all the busyness that goes along with raising kids, soccer games, ballet lessons, parent meetings, band practices, etc. Is it merely the emptiness of the empty nest that's troubling you, or is that emptiness forcing you to face up to struggles and conflicts that go back to the very beginning of your marriage? It's not unusual for couples at your stage of life to find themselves in this position. In some cases, the alienation has grown so deep that mom and dad are actually waiting for their kids to leave so that they can bail out and get a divorce. If you want to avoid this, you'll have to examine the internal dynamics of your marriage. Then decide what it's going to take to restore balance, wholeness, passion, romance, and mutual love to your relationship. Is one of you domineering or controlling? That can be deadly when there's no one else around to act as a buffer between you. Are there attachment issues that you've never had time to address? If so, it's critical that you go back to square one and hash them out. Good communication is vital to any relationship at any phase of development. What are your expectations of one another now that the parenting role has come to an end? Are you simply grieving the passage of a significant phase in your lives? Not an unhealthy thing in itself. Or are there negative factors that need to be identified and rooted out before you can move forward? If after pondering these questions, you come to the conclusion that you are grappling with problems that run deeper than basic empty nest issues, we would urge you to seek out the help of a professional Christian marriage counselor. It's important that the two of you go to counseling together. If your husband absolutely refuses to participate, you shouldn't hesitate to initiate the process on your own. If, on the other hand, you believe that you're still on a relatively stable ground, we'd suggest that there are some practical things you can do to shore up your relationship and give yourselves a new lease on life. The first step is to agree that you have a problem that requires attention. If you honestly feel that you have nothing in common, try to discover some new interests that you can explore together. Naturally, this will take some effort, but if you're willing to expend the energy, you may find that the quest itself becomes a unifying and revitalizing experience. If you feel you need professional assistance, call Focus on the Family's Counseling Department. We'd be happy to provide you with referrals to qualified therapists in your locality who specialize in this area. That number to call is 031-716-3300, or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.